Shir Chof Yom Dalet Parshas Nasi. We mentioned that the Ran brings down that there's two drochim to understand how Doifen Akuma goes. One derech that the getter of Doifen Akuma zok the Ran is that a koisel misakim. Kivyochel, we curve the wall. Shederech haksolim, the rishonim say liisakem. Not every wall is exactly straight. A wall could be crooked also. So we look at it kilu shakoisel misakem till it gets to the schach. Moshe in bayis shenifchas. You have schach in the middle of the house. The size is schach posul. Beetzim schach posul is poisel ba'arba tfochim. But while you say Doifen Akuma, we say the wall is reaching till the schach, and it's considered a kosher sukkah. The second way the Ran says in Doifen Akuma is, we look on the koisel ki'ilu niskarev, kivyochel ki'ilu, we move the wall from the place it is, and we put it near the kosher schach. We put it near the schach. These are two ways to understand the side of Doifen Akuma. So other the pshat is, we me'akim es ha-koisel, ha-ksolim is'akmim. This is the ghetto of Doifen Akuma. We curve the wall. Other the ghetto from Doifen Akuma is, we kivyochel move the wall. And we put the wall near the kosher eschach. And the Ran says, it brings down from Rashi and the Yud Zayin, that Rashi says that it's more mistaber that the ghetto from Doifen Akuma is that we curve the wall, and now that we move the wall, because the Gemara says when you have schach posul ad arba amos, you could say Doifen Akuma. When you have avir more from shalosh tfochim, you can't say Doifen Akuma. So be avir more from shalosh tfochim, you can't say Doifen Akuma. Schach posul ad arba amos, you could say Doifen Akuma. Zog deran, bishleim, if the getter from Doifen Akuma is that we curve the wall. So it makes sense. When you have schach posul, you could make the wall derech haksolim liisakem. If it's avir, there's no koisel liisakem. So the wall stops where he stops. But if the getter is that you look in the wall and you keilu move the wall and put it near the kosher eschach, adarabah, when it's avir there, it's easier to move the wall. When you have schach posul, you have a hefsek. When you have avir, it's easier. So the Ran is noite, and he says that his mahalach is that the getter from Doifen Akuma is we're looking at shaksolim misakmim. We take the wall and we kilu me'akim the wall till it reaches the schach kosher, the bayis shenifchas. And the loike atzah that we just move the wall. This is the Ran. Zog the Ran, we saw yesterday, that Be'etzem, it's three nafkeminis, if you learn Pshat and Doifen Akuma, Shaksolim Misakmim, or we look at it Ki'ilu, we move the wall. The first nafkemine, Zog the Ran, Legabi the Sugi von Itztabo. Shitas Rashi in the Sugi von Itztabo, that the Kashrus is not only Al Gava Itztabo, not only al gava yitztabo is kosher, the whole sukkah is kosher mitzad psal. I know, in the first case, yitztabo bin ha-emtza, you have a big sukkah and you have yitztabo bin ha-emtza. Not only that it's kosher al gava yitztabo, it's kosher in the whole sukkah. Why it's kosher in the whole sukkah? Midin psal. Psal ha-yoytze min ha-sukkah nidin ke-sukkah. So we kosher not only al gava yitztabo, we kasher the whole sukkah. What happens be itztabo min hatzad? So you only have two walls, and you have to come to Doifen Akuma from the third wall. Zog der Ran, if the Geder is Shaksolim Misakmim, and we look on the third wall coming from the side, curving over the Halal till it reaches the Itztaba like Lashon Rashi, so then you can't sit there. You can't sit under a Halal or under a Daifen. It's a different sleep. But you can't sit under a Daifen. While that place is called the Doifen, Psal will not help. Psal could kasha when you're missing things and the shear of the sukkah. Here the pshat is under a Doifen. Under a Doifen you can't sit. Mashenken, if you move the wall, if the gather is that the wall moves, then you could eat there. Even though the wall moves, and it's be'etzem, so what? So the wall moves, but the whole place is kosher mitzad Psal. You're right that normally psal we don't say me'achoyre asuka, the Gemara says in the few tests. But here thought it's not achoyre asuka. Lemais is inside the asuka. Mele zog deran, if the gather is that you curve the wall, so you can't sit and eat in the rest. Even that normally the suka you could eat because asuka not only on the gaba itztabo. Aber the suka this is normal. Aber here that you have to come to deifin akuma. Be itztabo minatzad. They have to have the third wall to do a deifin akuma. So that place is considered Tachas HaDoifen. Tachas HaDoifen? Tachas HaDoifen, you can't sit. You can't be Yoitze Tachas HaDoifen. You have to sit in the Sukkah. But to sit Tachas HaDoifen, you can't sit. You can't sit Tachas HaDoifen. Mashenken, if you move the wall, Zog Deran Chidush. So even if the wall moved, it's considered the wall is here, but you could eat in the rest of the Sukkah. This is the first nefkemin of the Ran, if Aksolim is Akmim or you move the wall. Second nefkemin of the Ran says, and later we'll get back to that, if you have to have Tfanis Magiris Leschach, normally this Tfanis in a normal Sukkah don't have to reach till the top. You say Gudasik. Zog the Ran, over here, if you have to say that the wall curves, Derech Aksolim Leisakem, if you have Gudasik in the middle, you can't curve the wall. As a Hefsek, later we'll explain it. But maybe you can't say Gudasik. And Deifen Akuma. So, Mel, if you want to say Deifen Akuma in our Sugya, you have to have Tfanis Magiris Leschach. If the Tfanis are not Magiris Leschach, it doesn't work. Masha'ein came. If it's to move the wall, I could move the wall. I say Zog Deran. A third Nefkimina Zog De Prime Godim. What would it be if you have a Sukkah? You have Schach Posu. So you say Deifen Akuma. The schach postul is gozul. The schach postul is gozul. It's gozul. The schach postul is gozul. Zokter Hazay. If you have to curve the walls, that's a part of the wall. Mitzvah Baba Aveira. But if the wall moves, you don't need it. Adad, if it's an avir, you can't connect it. But it's not a part of the sukkah. It's not a mitzvah Baba Aveira. Mitzvah Baba Aveira has to be that the mitzvah is done from the Aveira. But if it's time, because if will be, because it's there, it's not called Mitzvah Baba Aveira. Mitzvah Baba Aveira is that the mitzvah is done duch the Aveira. What? Is this what I said? We see Mitzvah Baba Aveira, it's not called Mitzvah Baba Aveira. I said again, Mitzvah Baba Aveira is not that without the Aveira will be a problem. That the chefs of the mitzvah, Kriya and Shabbos, all these rites in the Rishonim, mitzvah Abba Aveira has to be that the chefs of the mitzvah is the Aveira. Mikol Mokum, these are the three regular nafkemines. Chaval itasek, nevan this nafkemine. Come, we'll try to be Maimi the Dvor. We have three nafkemines if the pshat is that we curve the wall. Or the gather of Doifen Akuma is that the wall moves. One of Kimin, if you can eat Tachas HaDoifen. If you curve the wall, you can't eat only Al Gaba Itztaba, but Itztaba Minatzad, you can't eat in the rest of the Sukkah, because you can't eat under a Doifen. Masha'eng, if you move the wall, you could. Second is, Nafkimin, if you have to have Tfanas Magiris Leschach, if you curve Zog Deran, you have to come to Tfanas Magiris Leschach. If you move the wall, you don't have to have Tfanas Magiris Leschach. And the third Nafkimin is Zog Deran Megalim, if it's Gozul. If you curve the wall, it'll be posul, if the schach posul is gozul, because the mice is a part of the sukkah. Mashiach, if you move the wall, it's not posul. So now we'll go back to the first nafkamina. The first nafkamina be'etzem, the Rosh says, the Rosh learns clearly that you curve the wall. Zog the Rosh in Simen Gimel. brings that Loshon Rashi that the wall curves. Velo hichshirak shikol asuko sharei ein lo schach kevon sheroyim mesaschach kiilu koyseloku. While I learned that you curved the wall, the mele beitzta bo min atzad zog the rosh. You even at Rashi normally holds that you could eat in the whole sukkah midim psal of the sukkah beitzta bo min atzad. You can't eat in the rest of the sukkah. Why? ולא יחשיר רשי אלו על הכל הסוכה שהרי אין לו שכח כיוון שרואים את השכח כאילו הוא כוי סלוקו. While the wall curves, you're eating under the wall. You have to eat under the sukkah, you can't eat under the wall. That's what we saw. The Ran says take that the shit is that you move the wall. It's take good. It's take good. We mentioned yesterday, and this is a very choshev yediyah, even that the Rosh says it, and the elike verter from the Rosh is that why it's not good, because we curve the wall, v'nimtzo she'ein lo schach, and he's eating under the wall, and you cannot eat under the wall. Psal could kasha when you're missing a shiur, but a psal cannot let you permission to eat under the wall. These are the words of the Rosh. And Zog Deran, this is the reason the Rosh says it so clearly, that because you curve the wall, b'meili you can't eat. Abelu Yitzur, you will not curve the wall. And the Gedda will be that you will move the wall, then for sure you could eat. But the Rosh learned that you curve the wall, Kelosh and Rashi. Interessant, the Teisus HaRosh, by all says, Bismay already is Medak the Teisus HaRosh. Teisus HaRosh says, I learned that you move the wall. And even if you move the wall, you can't eat. Because you're eating behind the wall. Psal helps when you're inside the sukkah. But if you move the wall, so keilu the wall is here, so you're eating behind the wall. And if you're eating behind the wall, psal cannot help. Psal cannot help. Psal cannot help if you eat behind the wall. So this is grade achidush. Behind. The Pashtus Advarim, the way we will learn the whole time is, the Rosh says the reason you can't eat because you curve the wall, so even in Itztaba you could eat in the whole sukkah, here you can't eat, why? Because, Kevan Shakoysel Nisakim Ein Lo Ischach, he's eating under the doifen, and the Ran says it very clear. This is the Pshat in the Rosh, these are the words of the Rosh. Mashenk in the Ran says, if you move the wall, Avadi you could eat. Grade the Teisa Rosh, it's not, the Din, he says, like in Psokim. Just in Psokim, he's learning, but that's Rashi, the reason you can't eat, because you curve the wall, and you're eating Tachas Adoifen. And you're eating Tachas Adoifen. And the Teisa Rosh, he says, even if you move the wall, you can't eat there, because you're eating Mechoyre HaKoysam. So we have an interesting Machleikas, the Rosh and the Ran. The Ran says that the reason that if you move the wall, avada you could eat. The psal that is behind the wall is not considered mamish behind the wall. You move it, but lemaisa you could eat. And the Teisa Rosh says if you move the wall, you cannot eat. If you move the wall, you cannot eat. And that is the Teisa Rosh. So we have to know what is the getter. We invite us the machlekes, the Rosh, the Teisa Rosh with the Ran. If it's Taki, the Ran says, like this says in Rosh and Psokim, that while you curve the wall, you can't eat under the wall because it's curved. Ata oichel tachas adoifen, not tachas asuka. Psal will not help. Psal helps in a suka, not in a wall. But if you move the wall, then it's time you moved, but Psal can help. Teisa Rosh says, even that now. Say that. Psal chidush min Teisa Rosh. Achidush min Teisa Rosh. The Korban Esanel brings down. The Rosh in Simen Lamed Gimel speaks out about a sukkah that has three walls. Inside it has Zayin Tfochim Schach Kosher. Then it has Arba Tfochim Schach Posul, that Al Pnei Kula. And then it has again Zayin Tfochim Hechshel Sukkah. So the Gemara says that Schach Posul be'arba is Poisul, is Mafsik. Zog the Rosh, but you can eat in the end because you have three walls. You have a Hechshel Sukkah, two walls, and the wall from inside, you say Doifen Akuma over the seven Tfochim Schach Kosher and the four Tfochim Schach Posur, and you can eat in the Chitzayin. Zog the Rosh in Simen Lamed Gimel. Ve'im Aschach Posur Mafsik ve'nishar etzel HaPesach Hechshel Sukkah Hakol Kosher HaChitzayin al yedei Doifen Akuma. זוג דרוש, ואף על פי שאני רואה ססחך כאילו עוקום, להכשיר החיצוינו, מכל מקויים, לא נפסל הפנימי בשביל זה. Even that I'm saying Doifen Akuma to be Machshir the Chitzoino, the Schach Kosher that is in the Pesach. Even so, Loi Nifsal Apnimi Bishvil Zeh. So when you see this line in Simen Lamed Gimel, She'af al pishani royes haschach ki'ilu hu okum, lehachshir hachitzoino, mikol mokim lo nifsal apnimi bishvil ze. So the Kabbalah Sanel and the Magen Avraham, they saw these words, and they say, oh, stira in the Rosh. The Rosh says that the outside one is kosher, midin, doifen akumo. Says the outside one is kosher, midin, doifen akumo. I take the schach and I machshir the outside one, midin doifen akuma. That didn't make sense. And even so, zog the rosh, the aval pishani royes haschach kiilu nekam leachshir achitzoino mikol mokoyim loy nifsal apnimi bishvil ze. The pnimi is also kosher. It's a part of the wall, as I freak the Magen Avraham and the Kabbalah Sanel, and they answer. And the Talmud is very poshut, but maybe we'll explain it. They say, when you don't clap the pnimi, it's good. When you don't clap the chitzin, it's good. If you want to be machshir the outside, the wall goes till the outside. When you want to use the inside, you could use the inside. There's no stira here. By us, you can't do that. Why? Because the outside, the itztabo, doesn't have a hechshir suke be'etzem. It's only kosher mitzad, the itztabo. And the only way the itztabo is kosher because you say doifen akuma. I will explain it a little bit better. There, if I want to dine on the outside, I could dine on the outside. I want to dine on the inside, I could dine on the inside. And a sukkah the itztabo, the outside of the itztabo is never a sukkah. Why it's a sukkah? Because it's psal to the inside. The inside is only kosher if it's a wall. So the only way that it's kosher because it's a wall to the inside. So it never could be kosher within psal because you're sitting under the wall. And the sukkah, in the case of the Rosh and Lamed Gimel, you want it down on the inside, it has three walls. It's kosher. You want it down on the outside, it's kosher. Every sukkah mitzad atzma is kosher. So both are good. That would be if one, two people are sitting with us achas, we can meet each other. Ma'ayin. Masha'engen by us, the psal doesn't have a hechshir sukkah. What is machshirim? He's a psal of the itztabo. He's tofel to the itztabo. Val is a psal of the itztabo, and he's tofel to the itztabo. His whole koyach is that he's a psal of the itztabo, and he's tofel to the itztabo. So Val is a psal of the itztabo, and he's tofel to the itztabo. And why the itztabo is kosher? Because the wall reaches till there. So when you dine on the itztabo to be kosher, it's only because this is the wall of the itztabo. The melech it's not good. Very simple. So divide. We have Shita Sarosh in the Ran that on the itztabo you could eat Lidas Rashi and you can eat in the rest of the sukkah. Why you cannot eat in the rest of the sukkah? Because the rest of the sukkah is a doifim. To be machshir the itztabo, and psal helps in the sukkah. Psal doesn't give you permission to eat under the wall. But mainly you can't eat here. Psal doesn't give you a koyach to eat under the wall. Psal can only give you a koyach to eat in the sukkah. And here it has to be a wall. And that Yudzayin, in the case of Lamed Gimel, the inside is a kosher sukkah. The outside is a kosher sukkah. If I want to dine on everyone separate, I could. Could be even two people could sit together, and it's not a stira to mate to each other. Masha'engen and the itztabo, the only way the itztabo is kosher is because it's a wall. That place, bichlal, doesn't have a yenike. Doesn't have a kashrus mitzad atzmoy. You can't dan on him, mitzad atzmoy is good. Dahayin. In the case of Lamed Gimel, a similar Lamed Gimel, even if two people are sitting, the guy inside says, I have a sukkah. The guy outside says, I have a sukkah. So you could be mate to each other also. Here, the outside is not a sukkah even. It's only a sukkah because it's tofel to the inside. And why it's tofel to the inside? Because it's a wall of the inside. The male is a sinishkin sukkah. I think it's very glad. This is bad someone that we're going to have Roman Kabbalah Sanel say. So first, a yadi and iflo. The tour and Simon Tov Reish Lamed Beis, and I'm speaking the end of the tour. We'll see later. This tour is a very wichtig tour, but about only stami yedi and iflo. When he paskins that aloche of Daf Yud Zayin, that you have a sukkah and you have echshel sukkah inside, and then you have a schach posul, and then you have a kosher schach. So it's kosher mitzad doifin akuma, like the Rosh says in Simon Lamed Gimel. Frag the tour. Okay, the outside is kosher mitzad doifin akuma, but how you can eat in the inside, the Rosh is kosher. So the Rosh said, even that it's a part of the wall, you can eat. Why? And we explain. Look, the tour inside. It's in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Beis, the tour, the last 5-6 lines. Hatzad apnimi shekorev ladoifen yesh lo sholosh tfanes. Hatzad achitzoin al yedei doifen akuma shanu roim doifen haemtzoi kiilu etzel haschach hakosher achitzoin. Umikol makoim loy nifsal apnimi. Now look how he says. He's not saying like the Rosh. He's saying like the Teisa Rosh. Loy nifsal apnimi at this meir is medayeket. Shenoy mar keivon shanu roim adoifen haemtzoi kiilu etzel hakosher hachitzen arei nishar apnimi beloy doifen. Dehide amrinen roim mikol mokoim bimikoim oi nishar v'machshir gam tzad apnimi. So he didn't ask mitzad that it's a part of the wall. He says, I moved the wall so that inside one doesn't have a wall.
Why? It's one wall for one.
No, on the wrong side. But? You're asking a good question. But the answer is, you have to move the wall not till the end of the schach puzzle, you have to move it inside. So maybe it doesn't have a wall. No. As I said, this is what he asked, and I said it's wrong. Because if you make a cheshbon, you have 7 tvachim schach kosher, 4 tvachim schach posul, and again schach kosher. You need the wall to be moved till after the posul. So now the inside one doesn't have 3 walls. The finakuma doesn't move to the middle. Yes, it's a kash. Yeah, this is really a kash. Mikol Makoim. So it's interesting. The tour is going b'derech Oviv, but not like his father in the Psokim, like his father in Teisa Rosh. So again, the halachas stay the same. And itztabo we paskin that it's not good. And itztabo we paskin itztabo minatzad. The tour also paskins you only can eat on top of the itztabo. Why? Other the pshat is because the wall curves and you can't eat under a wall. Other because the wall moves and b'meila you can't eat behind the wall. But in a sukkah that is kosher, posul, kosher, zog the Rosh and the Simen Lamed Gimel, that it's kosher in both parts. The Rosh, when he shtels his kasha, he says, even that I'm using it for a wall, but we explain, clap in this place, I'm using it for kelt. The tour is going al derech teisus harosh, and he's asking the kasha different. I move the wall, so the inside one doesn't have a wall. And he says, no, but mikol mokim, the wall for sure also stays there. The wall also stays there. Even that in Loshen HaTur is mashma, that it's easier that one person will be moitzi the other one. It's mashma, that it's mamish kosher. It's not mashma that it's kosher only everyone that you done on his own. Here it's for sure mashma that both of them are mamish kosher, because there is mashma in the two. Mikol Mekoyim, we were zeichet the Vayladin, the first nefkemin of the Ran, that if you curve the wall, you can't eat under the wall, because you're eating under the wall. And if you move the wall, the Ran holds that you could eat there. Teisa Rosh, we saw that if you move the wall, you cannot eat there. And the Rosh himself said in kosher, posel, kosher, there you could eat in both. And the Torah also said it. The Rosh said it in his Nusach, even if it's a wall, you could eat there. But the Hezbo, Morgan Avram, and the Kavan Asanel. And the Torah, Zog de Mismeir, was going al der the Teisa Rosh, that you move the wall. And the Mele, he said that you can eat in both, even if you move the wall, but the other place also has a wall. This is Be'etzem, the first Chelek. I want to go, before we start to go in Be'etzem to the Cheshbonos, to the second Chelek of the Sugya and the Aloche, we'll start with the Rambam. In the Rambam, all of the Mefarshim has a real stira in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Hei Halacha Yudalet brings down Perek Hei Halacha Yudalet brings down the Halacha of Doifen Akuma. I will call it, he brings down the original Halacha of Doifen Akuma, means the Bayis Shenifchas. And the Rambam paskins, you have a Bayis Shenifchas and you Mesachech Ad Arba Ames, you say Doifen Akuma. Ad Arba Ames, you say Doifen Akuma. Zog the Rambam Pochis mikan roim kilo a koiser nekam curve. I choshev ze aschach aposul miguf a koiser vekshero vedovor ze aloche lemoishe misinai. Because the Mishnah is medayik already. The Rambam learns like the Ran. You curve the wall. Vekeilu a koiser nekam. Vi choshev ze aschach aposul miguf a koiser. ודובר זה הלוך אל מוישה מסינה. בסדר? אז הייתי רשי, אז הייתי רוב ראשונים. You go back to הלכי סוכה פרק ד' הלוך י' ד' אוסו הלוך י' ד' פרק ד' הלוך י' ד' The Rambam is talking about איצטבו. זוג דה רמבה. בונו בו איצטבו באמצע. אם יש מספס האיצטבו ולקויס אל ארבע עמויס, פסולו. Pochus me arba amos ksheiro. Why? Ukeilu amechitzois noigois beitztabo. The walls move. Frag the kesef mishne. Stire in the Rambam. And bayis shenifchas. The Rambam is talking about tzchach kosher in the middle. Zog the Rambam why it's kosher. Roim keilu akoisel nekam. Vichoshev ze aschach miguf akoisel. Vekshero. You curve it. The double ze aloch el moishe misinai. Comes to perik dalet aloch yud dalet gabe itztabo. You have to make a doifen akuma. Zog de Rambam. You make a doifen akuma. Why? I choshev eilu aksolim ki ilu noigim be itztabo. Zog de kesef mishne. As mashma in the Rambam, you move the walls. The medaikim as another kasha. Why Dovor Ze Halacha LeMoishe MiSinai is written in Perek Hey and not in Perek Dalet? Why is that a starke kasha? Why is that a starke kasha? Kriya Sefer says that the Rambam was Soymech on Perek Hey. I bedarach klal write in Perek Dalet and I rely what I written. I rely that people will get the Perek Hey and they will know Dovor Ze Halacha LeMoishe MiSinai. We'll see. It's a very starke aura LeMevinim. Again, about let me get into the case of Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah Medai. Case of Mishnah, Magid Mishnah Medai. Case of Mishnah, Magid Mishnah Medai. That the Rambam. And when he came to the Bais Nifchas, he spoke about Doifen Akuma, he said, Royim, Keilu Akoisel Nisakem, Veroim Ze Aschach. Kiilu hu chaylek min hakoisel miguf hakoisel v'ksheiro v'dobo dol mesinai. When he came to Itztabo, the Rambam says, why it's kosher? We say doifen akumos, the Rambam says ksheiro kiilu amechitzois noigois ba'itztabo, not hakoisel nekam, not v'ichoshev ze aschach miguf hakoisel. He says only one word, kiilu amechitzos noigois ba'itztabo. The Kesef Mishne says that it's mashma in the Rambam that in Itztabo he learns pshat that the walls move, and in Bayis Shenifchas is mashma in the Rambam that you curve the wall. How we answer the Stiras HaRambam? So some say that Lav Dafka, I don't want even to mention, but they say a lot of this Nuscho is how to say nicely than Lav Dafka. Yeah, that's not our way to learn. He didn't say here that you curved the wall, so he didn't say it. And you don't know yet they curved the walls. Why in Perek Hey he has to explain to me you curve the walls? V'zeh aschach miguf hakoyser v'ksheiro. Here gomish roim es atvanes kilu noiges beitztabo. So avada we were going in Teira that the Kesef Mishneh is merames that there's two kinds of doifen akuma. The Ran, both Mehalchim and the Ran, both are Emes. It's one Deifen Akuma that you move the walls, and it's one Deifen Akuma that you curve the walls. And I want to start. Shlav Aleph, this Teire is an Emes of Teire. We'll start. Shlav Aleph, it's Shlav Aleph of the Teire is that in Perek Dalet, he didn't feel that he needs to say the Chiddush that you curve the walls. And he didn't feel that he had to curve the walls. He felt that it's enough to move the walls. When he came to Perek Hay, it was not enough for him. And he had to say that you curve the walls. Again, this is Shlav Aleph. Shlav Aleph, we're saying, the Rambam learns both things are emes. You could move the walls and you could curve the walls. Could move the walls and he could curve the walls. In Perek Dalet he said you move the walls. In Perek Hay he said you curve the walls. And Perek Dalet was enough to him to move the walls. So he moved the walls. In Perek Hay he had a problem. Why you can't move the walls in Perek Hay? Rashi says in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the first Rashi in Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Rashi explains that Tzchach Posul Shterzen Asuka. So if you want to move the walls, I mean, what is the pshat, you move the walls? They help from there to here. Lemaisa, you have pieces of Tzchach Posul in the way that disturb you. The Tzchach Posul is disturbing in the way. As is Rashi, the Rashi also says it. To kasha the sukkah, you need to get rid of the schach posul. Keloshen Rambam beperekei v'yichoshev ze aschach keilu hu chelek miguf hakoyso. If you have in between the wall and the sukkah schach posul, schach posul is mafsik. It shters. The only way to get rid of it is to make it a part of the wall. Again, we want to get the Teira to have the Shlav Aleph very light. Shlav Aleph says the Rambam could have said by us also curving the walls and itztaba, but he didn't want to get it. He didn't need to get it. He said you move the walls. And Perek Hay he has a problem. It's not enough to move the walls. Why? Val you have schach posul zot Rashi and the Yudayin in the Mishnah, the first Rashi. Schach posul is mafsik in a sukkah. I have to be mighty the schach posul min a sukkah. How I could be mighty the schach posul min a sukkah? The way I could work is by mighty the schach posul min a sukkah. When I mighty the schach posul min a sukkah, then the sukkah could become kosher. How I could be mighty the schach posul min a sukkah? When I curve the walls and I make the schach posul to be a chelik from the sukkah, this is the way I take the schach posul out of the sukkah, and the melee it becomes kosher. And the male it becomes kosher. Let me to be mad. Shh. Again, Bishlav Aleph, we're learning that the Rambam said that by Itztabo you move the walls and by Mele it's not possible. And Beperek Hay said you curve the walls because Beperek Hay the Schach is a Schach kosher. Beperek Dalet the Schach is a Schach kosher. So I don't have a problem to move the walls. And Perek Hay is a Schach posul. To get rid of the Schach posul, I need to curve the walls. Let me gain one more step in the Shlav Aleph. Better. In Perek Dalet, after I will kasher the sukkah, the whole sukkah is kosher midim psal, right? After I kasher the itztaba, the whole sukkah is kosher midim psal. Right? So at the end of the day, the walls are in the good place, and everything is a sukkah here. It's no mechitze. So I really don't need to curve the walls. In Perek Hay, if the walls will stay there, in the end of the day, I have a piece of schach posul in the middle. Kilu, the wall is here. Kilu is mogen, but the wall is there. I have something in the middle. Here, the wall is kilu here. So the itzaba is kosher, so the whole thing is kosher midin psal. So now the wall is really standing near the sukkah. After I kasher the sukkah midin psal, everything is kosher. So again, so in Perek Hey, I don't have a problem to say that I'm moving the walls. Because I'll say, like, moving the walls, it helps me. It's no hefsek. Not standard, it's no hefsek. Lemaisen the end to be kosher till the sukkah. To be kosher till the walls. Yeah, no, to be kosher till the walls. Masheinken in Perek Hey. You kasha the walls here. This is chachposel here. It's not a good sukkah. The sukkah is here. Where's the walls are there? It's too far. I have to curve it. And by us, the itzabu is here. Kiilu it's here. It's kosher. So everything is kosher. So the walls are around the sukkah lemaisa. So in the end of the day, it works. So this is again the shlav aleph. Shlav aleph is the Rambam could have said both either way. Just he didn't need it when he was in Perek Dalet. Perek Hey, you already needed it. You'll say, okay, he didn't need it. But why he decides one to write once and one to write the other one? Why he has to say it? Anyway, you could work with the other way. What is gaining to say you move the wall? I mean, Perek Hey, you don't move the wall. Perek Hey, you curve the wall. So why he's gaining to say in Perek Dalet, Noch Hashtikl? So some wanted to say Teira that I don't want to say, that he learned to move the walls, not even Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It's a Svara. It's a Svara. Roim, with the Londis after the Ipsal, Evansi, Bikosha. Then you don't have to come to Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. You don't have to come to Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Masha'enken, in Perek Hey, you have to come to Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Perek Dalet, the longest works without Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But it's Chidushim. It's Chidushim. I think we could answer very poshut. The Kesef Mishnah says why. Because if you would say in Perek Dalet that you curve the wall, so you can eat in the other part of the sukkah. And while the Rambam wants to paskin that you can eat in the whole sukkah, so B'mele he says you move the walls, and like the Ran said that if you move the walls, you can eat in the whole sukkah. So we'll answer like this. We have a kasha. Why the Rambam in Perek Dalet said that you move the walls? He doesn't say that you curve the walls. And in Perek Hey, when it comes to Baish and Nifchas, he says that you curve the walls. This is our kasha. Why in Perek Hey, Perek Dalet, Itzabo, you move the walls? And in Perek Hey, you curve the walls. So we started, Perek Dalet doesn't need to curve. He could manage with moving. When you have a schach posul, you have to take out the posul, and then you will have a hefsek. Here, in the end, you will not have a hefsek. So Perek Hey could manage with moving the walls. Perek Dalet could manage with moving the walls. Perek Hey, that is a schach posul, you need to come to curve the walls to make it kosher. I think this part is glad. So Perek Hey could manage without curving the walls, and Perek Hey needs curving the walls. But if anyway in Perek Hey the Rambam has to explain that you curve the walls, so why in Perek Hey he gained to explain that you move the walls? Perek Dalet he said that you move the walls. Why in Perek Dalet he said that you move the walls? Anyway in Perek Hey you have to say that you curve the walls. What you gain into saying Perek Dalet that you move the walls? The answer is, if you are saying Perek Dalet that you curve the walls, b'meila, you can't eat under the sukkah. You can't eat under the walls. And the Rambam holds that it's kosher, the whole sukkah is kosher. The whole sukkah is kosher. Meila, he said, you move the walls. And Vali said, you move the walls, but maybe you can eat in the whole sukkah. And Perek Hey, you anyway cannot eat in the whole sukkah. Why in Perek Hey you can't eat in the whole sukkah? Because it's a schach posul. So Vali is a schach posul. And you can't eat there. But maybe there the Rambam says, you curve the walls. This is what the Veld says. This is Be'etzem. Kimat the Kesef Mishnah says it. The Kesef Mishnah says it's not mistaber, one like this, one like that. But Be'etzem, this is the Teira Be'etzem, under the lines of the Kesef Mishnah, this is the Teira of the Kesef Mishnah. That the Rambam Be'etzem holds that there's two ways to go about Doifin Akuma. There's one way to go about Doifin Akuma moving the walls. It's one way curving the walls. Perek Hey doesn't need to curve the walls. It's enough to move the walls. B'meile the Rambam said, you move the walls and it's Kirilu, doesn't have 20. And B'meile it's kosher, and the whole sukkah is kosher. This is the words of the Kesem Mishneh. Midin Psal, like the Ram, the whole sukkah will be kosher. And Perek the Hey is a Schach Posul. And Schach Posul, it doesn't help to move the walls. The Schach Posul is in the way. You have to come to Davin Akuma to curve the walls. Mele and Perek Hey, he said that you curve the walls. This is the Gladkeit in the Rambam. After that, this is the Gladkeit in the Rambam. Maybe we could go one more step. I want to hear, I think it's a Lomdische Taine. I think it's a Lomdische Taine. The Rambam in Perek Dalet learned. The Rambam in Perek Dalet learned that you cannot curve the wall. And Itztabo, you're not allowed to curve walls. I think everyone here understood like this. Because I think already 30 people came to ask me from Shir this Shaila. What helps that you curve the wall, but the wall is 20? Don't tell me Rashi answers it. I'm asking if you understand Rashi's teretz. I'm looking for someone to explain good in Rashi, yeah? You have a good pshat in Rashi? Mom, do you have a good pshat in Rashi? What it helps? What is the pshat? The wall is 20 and it goes over the istabo. So what? Don't try to explain to me the Rashi now. The Rambam had Rashi's kasha, and the teretz is, it doesn't work if you curve the walls. But it doesn't work. Rashi said a shtikel teire, a very shver a shtikel teire. Zog the Rambam and istabo, you move the walls. If you move the walls, everything is good. They get stuck to the Itztabo, you have 20. So this is the Teir in the Rambam. And Itztabo, how it works, you move the walls. And by Shenifchas, you can't move the walls. It's Chach Pasul. You curve the walls. What? Who said you need a Mashu? Who said? Who said you need Mashu? Rashi. I looked in the Rambam, it doesn't say Mashu. Yeah? But again, it's the Rhein to them. I will not bring it on Zariah, but God, Rashi, the Rambam doesn't say the Mashu. Yeah? If it's a Kash, it's a Rhein. Yeah? So, Mikol Mekoim, Adarab. So now, Divrei HaRambam im Lehafli. The Rambam bought Deifen Akuma twice. Perek Dalet and Perek Hei. And he speaks different Lashoinus. Perek Dalet, you move the wall, like the Ram. Perek Hei, you curve the wall, like Rashi. Freitik is a Mishnah, like in Mishnah, what is going on? The Teretz is, Perek Dalet, you speak about Itztabo. If you curve the wall is 20. You move the wall. Perek Hei, you can't move the wall, you have a Schach Posul. So the Rambam, you curve the wall. So first, we have now Emes Pshat in the Gemara. Frag the Gemara and our Doifen Akuma, you learn it from Baishen Nifchas. Zog the Gemara, dear it's a Doifen Akuma, that you curve the wall. Here the walls are not good walls. You have to move them. I can't learn it from there. Zog the Gemara, the second thing. And it was Mechadish from four sides. Frag the Ritva, but I know from Baishen Nifchas four sides. Zog the Ritva, yeah, I know from Baishen Nifchas when you curve. You could do it from four sides. But who said you could move from four sides? It's two parshas of Davin Akuma. It's one parsha of Davin Akuma, you move the wall.
You could move from one wall.
It's two different halachas.
No.
It's two different halachas.
Maybe. You only need stubble in the first place.
Then you can move one side, maybe four not. The Gemara says that. The Gemara says you can't learn four from one. The Ritva has the kasha, but after I know Legabi, the other thing that you could do for the Teretz is it's two parshas of Daif and Akuma. It's not the same Daif and Akuma. This is what the Ritva really answers. Is a parsha of Daif and Akuma of Baishen Nifchas? Is a parsha of Daif and Akuma shel Baishen Nifchas? There you curve the wall, and by us you move the wall. And no one is better from the other. We started that by us it's easier, then you have to come to more. Nein. By us, it only could work by moving the wall. And there, it only could work by curving the wall. If this is MS...
Why is Pesambo?
What?
Why is Pesambo the old folks that not the
Why not? Why is Nagiata not? We're moving the wall. The Ran says if you move the wall, it's okay. The Ran says if you move the wall, it's okay. I'm not mechadish that if you move the wall, it's okay. So state in the Ran that it's okay. The Tutz Nodim, the Ran says. We're not mechadish. I'm trying to explain this Torah. Why is the lightest Torah to say in the Rambam? The Ran and the Rishonim were mechadish that are two mehalchim. You move the wall, the psal is good. You curve the wall, it's not good. Don't state in the Ran. The Ran said this Torah. The vow we're holding in the first Nafkamina. So we get those Nafkaminas. The first Nafkamina of the Ran. The Ran stole this Nafkamina. Now the kasha is, we found two Lashonis in the Rambam. Zog the case of Mishneh, Magid Mishneh. One time he says the Ran, one time he says the Rashi. It's again, it's not our Shaila. The two we saw, Lemoshal uses the Ran, the Rosh uses the Rashi. Now we had a kasha. So we said two shlavi. One shlav is, Diri had to get to it. By us, he managed with moving the wall. And why the Rambam wanted to manage if he could have, but less, could have committed that you could eat in the part of other part of the sukkah. Oh, but the second shlav of the Torah is, by the Malo Me'esrim, Rashi. Arisach, say MS. Rashi learns you curve the wall. And it's two big lines of Rashi to try to explain. If you curve the wall, vigeidos. Rashi has a problem with Maishnikul Teger that you curve the wall, vigeidos, frekt Rashi. And Rashi says the Teretz. Zog the Rambam, I don't know the Teretz. I have to learn here, like the Ram, like the Sarosh. That's Shver, the Rishonim said it. But Rashi himself and the Sugi later didn't have a problem with Deifin Akumo. It goes like this and everything is okay. So this is the Rambam Me'etzim. Just again, I say, dear, moving the wall. Teretz says, to move the wall, you have Sechach Pasul, you can't do that. So I want to tell you a nafkamina. If you have the nafkamina, you have the whole shir. Someone told me, Rabbi Yashi already said this nafkamina, I didn't see it inside. What if you have a sukkah gvoya lemalo me'esrim amah? It's, you have a sukkah gvoya lemalo me'esrim amah. And you have an itztaba ba'emtza. You say, Deifin Akuma, right? Around the itztaba on the sides, you have a Sechach Pasul. Sukkah shigvoy lemalo me'esrim amah, and you have an itztaba in the middle, and it's sholosh ames. You could say doifin akumo, but the problem is the crown around it is not kosher eschach; it's posul eschach. You could say doifin akumo or not. Again, in a normal house, you have schach posul, and you have in the middle a hole. You say doifin akumo, right? Okay. Sukkah shigvoy lemalo me'esrim amah, you have an itztaba. You say doifin akumo. What if it's a sukkah shigvoy lemalo me'esrim amah? And you have an itztaba ba'emtza, but around it, it's not tzchach kosher, it's tzchach posul. You say Deifin Akuma or not?
Yeah.
Don't tell me twice Deifin Akuma. It's posul, you can't do it. Why? I want to move the wall, I can't. Listen. I want to move the wall, I can't. I want to curve the wall, I could curve the wall, but then the walls are lemalam esrim amah. Rambam holds that if you curve the wall, it stays lemalam esrim amah. So the male is like Rabbi Yashiv. Lefi the Rambam, it's posul. Lefi the Rashi, it's kosher. Here we have an afkemina and two of the Rambams, and it's not a shtikul Torah. It's a Rambam. The Rambam here didn't say you curve the wall. Here the Rambam said you move the wall, and Perakei said you curve the wall. What? We said Schach Posul, it's a hefsek. This is the Rambam in Perikei. This is the reason the Rambam in Perikei didn't stick to what he said in Perik Dalet, and he has to switch and say a new kind of Deifin Akuma. Why he had to switch and say a new kind of Deifin Akuma? Because he learned that the Deifin Akuma of Perik Dalet cannot work in Perikei. So if you have Perik Dalet and Perikei together, Zokt Rebel Yashiv, here's the Nafkamin and the Avon and the Rambam. If you learn the Rambam is Lav Dafke, he means the same. Say nechanami, you could say Deifin Akuma. Or it's two different shotim. So here we have Be'etzem and Afkemine. A third Afkemine Be'etzem, and Nochan Afkemine, and the two Avonis. Curving the wall or moving the wall. So Be'etzem we have Rishonim that learn moving the wall. We have Rishonim curving the wall. And the Rambam, the Teire, came and said, Both are MS. But in Itztaba you have to move. Doesn't help to curve. And Schach Pasul doesn't help to move, you have to curve. Meile, what would it be if both of them meet together? You have a Sukkah Shigvoy Lemalo Me'esrim Amah and you're surrounded with Schach Pasul. You want to move? You can. You want to curve? It's Lemalo Me'esrim Amah lefi the Rambam. The Meile v'chai Gavni, you can't say Deifin Akuma. However, the Rambam had to, maybe had to say it. Face. But as they come this. Yeah, I'm not going out to say that they're not aloha l'mishimis today. Even if not, lo mishane. Now, let me gain back to the Rav. So all of this is be'etzem, what we said, we call it the first nafka mina. What the Ran says, if you move the wall, you can't eat under the wall. I'm sorry. If you curve the wall, you cannot eat under the wall. If you move the wall, you could eat. That's given what the Ran tells in his first nafka mina. Tachas ha-doifen, you cannot eat midin psal. Tachas ha-doifen, you cannot eat midin psal. Oh, but if you move the wall, you could. And we saw that the Sarosh says, and the two was going b'shita soy, even if you move the wall, you may achoyre asuke, you can't say psal. Does he know haknech? Oh, but this was the first nafkamina. And about it, we have to yet explain, maybe, we'll see later with the Magen Avraham, why you can't eat under the wall. What is psal? Under the wall, you can't eat. It's halacha, you can't eat under a wall. Even psal is machshir the whole suke. Oh, but under a wall, you can't eat. About it, we have to know how to answer from Tzrif, maybe. We'll get to that then, Sashir. The Ran comes with the second afkemina. And this is Be'etzem, the Yoifidah. What is the second afkemina? If you have to have Tfanes Magias Leschachonat, if you curve the wall, Zog the Ran, the walls have to reach till the Schach. If the walls don't reach till the Schach, you can't curve the wall. So in our Sugya, if you want to say Doifen Akuma, the Mechitzas have to Magias Leschach. Mashenken, if you move the walls, then you don't have to have mechitzas magias l'schach. Now, before I start to explain it, Rishonim asked Kasha, so l'fideran has to be, because we learned that you have to curve the wall, the mechitzas magias l'schach, right? So the mechitzas magias l'schach. L'firabe, b'chayigavne, it's kosher l'malo me'esrim amo. So stam it's kosher, you don't have to come to Deifan Akuma. Lefi Rabbe, if Mechitzas Magias Leschach, it's kosher anyways. Rabbi Nocham Ola Raya, Shaloche Keroben, it's Piske Alochas here. And we pass it like Roben. Again, on the Ran, it's not a Raya. The Mechitzas are not Magias Leschach here. And even so, you could say Deifen Akuma. But Lefi the Ran, that you only could say Deifen Akuma to curve. If it's Mechitzas Magias Leschach. If it's not Magias Leschach, you can't say Deifen Akuma. So, Muzayin, that's Magia Leschach. Lefi Rabbe, it's kosher anyways. So I'm saying, the Sugi is a little bit of Rabbe. Don't tell me one wall, three walls, because the Mitzvah Behem says all the walls, yeah. So Meile, Zogin the Rishonim, Lefi the Ran, is another offer the Gemara, Shaloche Kerove. If I don't know what we call Aloche Kerabe Kerove, again, we said, Piska Aloches. Maybe later we'll answer. Back to the Ran. And here Be'etzem the Shaila is, what is the Pshat in the Ran? Rabbi Kveiger and Rav Yud Zayin, Rabbi Kveiger is miming here a big Shaila. What is the Avona in the Ran that if you curve the wall, you have to have Mechitzas Magias Leschach, and if you don't curve the wall, if you move the wall, you don't have to have it Magias Leschach. Why, if you curve the wall, you need it to be Magias Leschach? And if you don't curve the wall, if you move the wall, you don't have to have Magias Leschach. Rabbi Kveiger doesn't want to start Balabatish, like all of you thinking right away. If you curve, it has to drive. And if you move, it doesn't have to. I'll explain why Rabbi Kveiger doesn't want to learn. You say Gudasik, so it's still the top, and then why you can't curve it? Gudasik brings it till the top, and then curve it. Say good asik and then curve it. The male Rabbi Kveiger wants to come with a shtikl teire. Trei hilchese lo yamrine. You can't say aloha l'moshe misinai and another aloha l'moshe misinai. If you move it, then it's good. Why it's good? Also, the first two aloha l'moshe misinai. You have to move it and then reach. Then it has to reach to the top. The walls don't reach to the top. So this is Be'etzem, the next noise of the sugya. So I want Be'ez Hashem tomorrow to learn this Ran. We'll see a stiras of the Mishne Brure three times. Once he passed in Muter, one is Mesupek, and then he says that it's also. I will see you, Morgan Avram and Rabbi Kiva Eger, Ben Sashem tomorrow. We'll go into the singing in Baruch.
According to the Rambam, why can't I have here? You don't move it over.
He said, this is the Kashi of the Ran, and it's a Teretz and the Kashi.